This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have our guest here with us this afternoon. This is the show I was telling you about happening tonight at the Cactus Cafe, and you can get your tickets and all the details at cactuscafe.org. Our artist this afternoon has a new album out titled Goners, and we'll be talking about that some more. That is just been released on the Barsuk Records label. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Laura Gibson.
You with the diamond hands and the quick wit sentences, I have no plans. You're the only home I ever wanted. Now five floors above, the siren moans, steam pipes ticking off. Morning, I can hear the neighbors' babies through the walls. Love is a songbird with a sickle cloth. You with a slow joke grin, watch the town torn down and built again. In the pause between the riddle and the punchline, held the kite tethered tight to your chest. But I was never one to second guess or draw a line between love and fear of loneliness. The sawdust tan, broken trigger on the starting gun. Oh, I can't find another way to say I want you. I ought to pull this hook from my cheek, but I'll keep on shouting from the fire escape. I'll keep shouting from a white van window, from a bridge, from a field, from a ferry in the harbor, from the soul dark wound in the mountain. I want you. I want you. I want you. I want you.
Laura Gibson in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. We heard Slow Joke Grin. Laura, it is wonderful to have you here in Studio 1A.
Thank you. It's really nice to be here.
I was looking forward to this because let's talk about your album Goners, shall
yeah.
we? I tend to, and I know I've gotten some flack about this, but frankly, I don't care. I tend to talk about the emotional connections rather than musical technicalities.
Yeah.
Just how I roll. And this album in particular, two things seem to reach out in my experience. One, what I call putting a bridge across the chasm when we're at a loss for words and we can't say what we want to say and we're like, you know, struggling. I seem to get that from goners. And another thing is this, the importance of empathy. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, those are both really wonderful things for you to have picked out from the songs. I do, so much of the record is about empathy, and it's kind of maybe a strange thing to write songs about, but I think I really started the record thinking I was going to write about grief, and it sort of became more of a record about shared grief and the way we can both sort of lash out at each other and project things onto each other when we experience pain, but also our incredible capacity to hold each other's pain, which the more I think about it, the more miraculous that seems to me. And so I wanted to write about those sort of that intimacy of shared pain and the way we, I guess, cross over, as you said, not having the words to really express something or not. When we have, you know, sometimes there's two people that care about each other a lot and there's this giant lake of pain between them. And how do we, what does it mean to kind of journey across that pain in order to connect with other people?
It's that wanting to help and you're not quite sure how the first step is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think you do touch very much so upon grief and shared grief, especially. There was a video that you directed.
Yeah.
I don't want your voice to touch.
To move me.
To move me. Yeah. I don't want your voice to move me. And I just saw that a couple of days ago. And that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh, first of all, it's beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
How did that come about? I'm not sure how one directs a video. I personally don't have any experience, so I was curious as to the creative process. It's very lush, but there's something beautiful and a little bit heartbreaking about watching it and seeing how the movement is, how deliberate it is, and it fits with the song beautifully.
Oh, thank you so much. One of my goals for this record was to direct my own music videos. I think it's something, music videos in the past, they play this really important role, but they're quite expensive a lot of the time. And it's been a source of stress for me, making me the expectation to have music videos. And so this time around, I thought, I love film so much and I love visual storytelling and just wanted to try my hand at it. And so I think the label's like, oh, you want us to give you this budget to make this? And I really had to, I wrote a treatment for it with photos. And I just, I said, I have to knock this out of the park on the treatment. So they really look and see that I would be able, believe that I'd be able to pull it off. And so that video, a lot of, that song I wrote, actually, I began writing. I was having sort of a really rough moment in a within a relationship, and just went for a drive. I needed to sort of clear my head and drove up Mount Hood and ended up walking sort of up the face of the mountain.
Wow!
And that idea, I don't want your voice to move me, came to me when. You know, I think we've all experienced those times within friendships or family or partnerships that where you couldn't care more about. You care so much about the person across from you, but and you know that the minute they have this great power over you, and the minute they could start talking, you could just be undone. And so I was thinking about that and I thought through a lot of different both times in my life and times within people I know in that experience, all the ways we sort of experience that where we're just not able to cross that exactly. To use the metaphor I was saying earlier, that lake of pain. And so I started writing it just walking up the face of the mountain And the nice thing about that video is that part of it we shot of me walking up the face of Mount Hood. And and so it was really a lot of those images I sort of had early on when I was thinking about the song. I think I often see myself more clearly or see humanity more clearly when reflected in a landscape. I often dream about landscapes. I spend a lot of time outside. And so I think the terrain of being human, I often sort of explore that within within land. And so it was nice to do that visually.
Within and without.
Yes. You know, yeah.
On the outside, on the inside. And thank you for reminding me of the title, because I also, when I saw you walking and then there are the mountains, the scenery, I was like, moving mountains. Oh, okay. That was just something else that I was like, you're right. You can hear someone talking in just one word and there you go.
Yeah. And I think a lot, you know, language is so incredibly powerful, and we experience that both artistically within, you know, often songs are these things that I have something to express, but that I've no other way to express it other than in song
and music. Yeah.
And so I'm kind of always coming back to language as this force. And of course, you know, in the greater world, we see language having an incredible impact for good and bad. And so it's something I'm always sort of aware of, as well as its limitations.
We have Laura Gibson in Studio 1A this afternoon. The name of her latest album is Goners. And Laura, I think I've got time for one more, if you don't mind.
Maybe I'll play that song. Is it okay if I play a different song than I wrote down?
I can write it down for
you. I will play the song called I Don't Want Your Voice to Move Me.
Thank you.
On the eve of your departure, I sat beside you on the kitchen floor. You said darkness has no virtue of its own, it's only darkness. What is lost, you were tired of metaphor. Crawled along the ruins, found you up above the timber line, where the mountain stood before us like a bright narrow white. The sun was honeycomb, it turned your white hair gold. I don't want your voice to move me. I don't want to be cracked open. I don't want the knot to loosen in my throat, to place a landmine down a rabbit hole. I know, pale face, same time like a dog, always barking at a ghost. You know I don't go easy. Never made a myth of your disease. I hedged my bets with every soul I ever loved except for one. Honey, all I know of hope is throwing stones into the void. I don't want your voice to move me. I don't want to be cracked open. I don't want the broken headlight flicker, the bright pines, the silver sigh of the moon behind you. When I find you, driftwood bones in fog and smoke, the pole, the oak, a knotted oak, a joke, a hymn we only spoke and never sung. Those of us born and lost, you know, we only trust the line on the horizon. When I find you, want your voice to move me.
Laura Gibson in Studio 1A, and you just heard the song I Don't Want Your Voice to Move Me off of the album Goners. Laura, thank you for playing that one.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I love it, love it, love it. Don't forget, you have the opportunity to see Laura Gibson performing tonight at the Cactus Cafe. Doors open at 8 p.m. and opening the show, it's Dana Falconberry. And the music starts at 8:30. You can get your tickets at cactuscafe.org. Check out the album Goners. Recommending that to you, absolutely. And again, Laura, thank you so much for joining me in Studio 1A this afternoon. It is a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And some more thank yous are in order, if you don't mind. Of course, to our KUTX multimedia crew this afternoon, the man in charge, Gabriel Perez. It's because of his hard work you get to see exclusive performances in Studio 1A, like this one, on our website, kutx.org, and of course at viewhouse.com. Thank you to our Studio 1A producer, Deidre Gott. She gets all of these amazing artists like Laura Gibson into Studio 1A for these great performances. And of course, to our engineer, Cliff Hargrove. It's because of Cliff, everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.